Chile appeals to diplomatic dialogue with Argentina over a new border row. After the outbreak of a new controversy, the Chilean Foreign Minister Andrés Alamán tried to lower the tone of the conflict and said that over the next few days he will have a contact with his Argentine counterpart Felipe Solá, because he says that this issue must be resolved through diplomatic dialogue. The decision ordered by President Sebastián Piñera on August 23 went unnoticed almost the whole week, until it was published on August 27 in the Official Gazette of Chile. That set off the alarms in Argentina. The following day, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a harsh communique accusing Chile of trying to snatch a part of the Argentine continental shelf and calling for this conflict to be resolved.
12 comentarios. Chile quiere dejar establecido que no concuerda con la Cancillería Argentina en que la actualización de la Carta 8 pretenda apropiarse de una parte de la plataforma continental extendida argentina y de un área de fondos marinos y oceánicos que son patrimonio común de la humanidad. Hay en tal afirmación un error de concepto. Nadie se apropia de lo que le pertenece. La zona señalada.
But so far, Chile holds its ground, and its foreign ministry assures that this is a historical claim, because the area of the South Atlantic included in its nautical chart has always belonged to Chile, according to them. Nobody appropriates what already belongs to them, said Chilean Foreign Minister Andrés Alamán. We're talking about 200 miles that in the late 1970s almost led to an armed conflict between these two countries, a situation in which the then Pope, John Paul II, mediated until a treaty of peace and friendship was reached and signed between the two countries in 1984. This is the treaty that Chile is currently violating with its new nautical chart, says Argentina's foreign ministry. The dispute is centered on the maritime accesses to the Strait of Magellan and the Drake Passage, which control movement between the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. The Argentine Foreign Ministry indicated that the Chilean move intends to seize part of the Argentine continental shelf and an extensive area of the seabed and ocean floor. This maritime space is part of the common heritage of mankind, as approved by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, as it was pointed out. After the signing of the treaty, which pushes for a peaceful solution, Argentina maintains the proposal that a straight line to the south should be drawn under the islands that lie south of the Beagle Channel. We're talking about islands Evut, Varnabelt and Hornos. Thus, Argentines would keep waters of the Atlantic Ocean east of that line, and Chileans the waters of the Pacific Ocean west of that line, in accordance with the bi-oceanic principle of different international treaties. But Chile has always claimed that this bi-oceanic principle does not exist, and that instead these treaties gave them the islands south of the Beagle Channel, and under that pretext is that they claim that their continental shelf limit is 200 miles further east than what Argentina claims. And it was just that addition that the Piñera government made by updating the nautical chart.